From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
And it is indeed the safest radio studio in all of America. Welcome to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. If you are just joining us because you were watching The Walking Dead, hey, I generally give you a pass on that. You know, you got DVRs, though, I got to tell you. I got a DVR at two. No big deal. But I can appreciate it. I'm a Walking Dead fan myself, so I can appreciate that. If you are watching the National Football League, just turn the dial off. If you're still enjoying that after everything you know about the National Football League and what you heard us talking about in hour one, if you were paying attention, we have been for the last few days on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the 49ers, losers on the field, now giving $500,000 of whose money? Sports fans' money, their own fans, who are no doubt, many of them gun owners, to come after your gun rights in a push for gun control from the 49ers, as if this has any place in pro football. Between the kneeling, the garbage, and the gun control, and you're still watching this stuff? I don't know what to tell you. Boycott the NFL, and I hope to God to see Papa John's Pizza bail on them and a number of others. Losers, turn it off. Take back your weekend. You're going to enjoy your day, I can promise you. You will enjoy your day. Lots to cover with you this hour. If you were listening to the program, hour one, you heard great. What more can you say about Alan Gottlieb? 40-plus years of defending your gun rights in courts and winning victory after victory. 80% of the precedent set in the pro-gun cases that have been won have come from him and the Second Amendment Foundation. 80%. That's an astronomical figure. Winning gun rights back one lawsuit at a time. SAF.org. Make sure to check out Alan, also the founder of the CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, of which I am a very proud of the board of directors, an amazing organization. It was the CCRKBA, of course, that put the press release out about the 49ers and the $500,000 push for gun control. Just incredible. Just turn that stuff off and get your life back, believe me. Watch baseball. If you've watched the series over last week, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Turn on something else and get rid of those clowns. Hour two, AWR Hawkins brought it as usual. Talking about, of course, both hours. We can't not talk about Texas. We're going to do that now because this is the one live national broadcast being heard in hundreds of cities around the country, in your city right now or however you're bringing in this radio program. Hundreds of cities, 170 on nearly 200 radio affiliates and growing every day. We'll be welcoming more next week and the week after and on the daytime show as well, but also 177 digital cable radio networks. And dozens upon dozens of internet feeds and streams being listened in 30 countries around the world. It's great to have all of you with us. Yes, we will be talking about Texas. This is the one program in the country, the only program in the country where you will hear this is coming to us right now where we've got the monitors on. The story was breaking today. This is the only place in the nation where you will hear this story talked about from a pro gun rights perspective, the likes of which the mainstream media in this country wouldn't dare touch. Those liars and hypocrites have painted themselves in a corner so bad and a hole so deep they've dug themselves relative to their push to deprive you of your constitutional rights that they can't even report stories, one of which is the fact. It will be interesting to see if they do, but it is breaking now. The Texas Rangers are saying that a lawfully armed resident confronted and stopped the carnage with his own rifle when the killer, psychopath, dropped his when he got fired on. And it's highly likely, I can't tell you this with certainty yet, but it seems like he may very well have been responsible for downing that shooter. Now, we'll find out more, but apparently he was firing on the guy, and it wasn't just a little bit later that the guy crashed his vehicle and was found dead. They don't know if it was from law enforcement or from that citizen. Hopefully it was from the citizen. But regardless, whether it was or not, it was the citizen who forced him to drop his weapon. How will the mainstream media report that? According to AWR Hawkins. He says, I don't even know that they will. Sad, he may very well be right. There will be outlets that won't touch it. They might mention it briefly, but they won't go into the detail. Why? Because they don't want you to know that a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun. The same media outlets that failed to report the black concealed carry permit holder in Florida who shoots and kills a black man, beating a white cop within inches of his life at the request of the white cop being beaten to death to shoot him, while other motorists stood by and watched the black concealed carry permit holder ended the life with a shot to the head on the side of the road near Interstate 75 down in Lee County, Florida, a place I am very familiar with, intimately familiar with, know right where it occurred. I've been there many, many, many times. And the mainstream press didn't dare touch it. Why? Because it blows their narrative and their lies right out of the water, destroys them, and they will never do that to themselves. So it'll be interesting to see what happens and how they report this as this story continues to unfold. Now, Alan Gottlieb said, they may cover it, but they're going to bury it. So we'll see, and we're going to get a great perspective now because this hour is going to be a good one. If you've listened to this program over the years, you're very familiar with the original classic roundtable. And I could say the panelists or the cast of characters, and either is a great descriptive. So let me start. And if you don't know anything about the roundtable, I've got three guests in here. We sit around the table and we talk about the things you talk about at your table. And these are the three guys that brought it, the original crew. Neil McCabe from BigLeaguePolitics.com. Neil McCabe from BigLeaguePolitics.com. How you doing, Neil?
Hey, phenomenal there, Pally. Really good to be with you.
Great to have you here. Can't wait. And over in Ohio, hopefully sitting with a heater out there and a big fat stogie going, is David Kodria from War on Guns. David, how you doing?
No heater necessary, but if they don't remember the original round table, they're not going to know what I mean when I tell you that I had a squall of derechos coming in tonight.
Well, I hope it didn't form or turn into a bombogenesis. More on that in just a little bit. And then, yeah, bombogenesis, really. The Weather Channel tried to pull that one on everybody. The nor'easter was going to be a bombogenesis. Everybody kind of rolled their eyes. What the hell is that? I wonder if the cheese goes on that like it does the derechos. Oh, but down in North Carolina... one of the best, one of our greatest friends of all time, one of the originals, my good friend, your good friend, George, the Mad Ogre Hill. George, how the heck are you?
It's a pleasure and a privilege, as always, fellas. What a capital evening tonight.
Oh, it is going to be a capital evening. I wish we had some better news to talk about. I got to get the conversation rolling, though, here. We've got about 2 minutes, so let's get it started, and I'll start, George, with you. What are you hearing? Can you bring us any new news on Texas? You got anything out there besides the fact that I just told you that it appears that a citizen stopped this event? That's coming from the Texas Rangers, and AWR Hawkins is reporting it at Breitbart. Have you heard that yet?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the same reports that I've been getting, and I haven't really seen anything contradictory, but I haven't seen anything absolutely confirming except that a good guy with a gun shot at the bad guy. The bad guy dropped the rifle and took off. And we don't know any details about it. We don't know anything really solid about the shooter. We've got his name, but we don't have a motive. I've read some reports saying that he was a converted to Islam. I have other people saying that he was teaching the Bible classes. I've got him saying that he's Antifa. I've got things saying that he was living by the Air Force code. So we have no idea yet, no solid information, so we can't really let's not jump to any conclusions because that's not our style.
Yeah, and I'm seeing the same reports you are. I'm hearing the same thing. I mentioned that in hour one. Neil McCabe, real quick, have you seen or heard anything different than what George just reported to us?
No, I think George is right on it, but I do want to say that there's a very, you were talking about Massachusetts before in the last hour. There's a congressman from Massachusetts, Seth Moulton, who is putting out some very vile tweets thanking the NRA for this shooting.
Oh, okay. We're going to hold on to that. Let me find those during the break. I want to go there since you brought that up. David Kodria, let me let you take this to the break. What are you hearing or anything? And I think, Sean, we've got 30 seconds, so go ahead, David. Take this 30 seconds.
Washington Post did, in fact, confirm that the citizen got involved. But like Mr. Gottlieb said in hour one, it was buried. So I wouldn't expect to see any leads like armed citizen stops rampaging prohibited person gun law violator, okay, which is what this guy was with his dishonorable discharge, which, again, has also been reported. This I saw on Slate and several other sources.
Okay, perfect place to stop. I want to go, Neil, I'm going to try to find that information. If you've got it, you can send it to me. That would be great. I'll look it up. David, I want to pick up right where you left off with the Washington Post, because there's some fascinating dynamics in play. We'll bring it all together. This is a classic AAR roundtable. Kick back and enjoy this hour.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You do whatever it takes to protect your family, but one simple mistake could land you with a mountain of legal fees, a lifetime behind bars, or worse. Owning a gun for protection shouldn't be intimidating, overwhelming, or confusing. Heck, it's your right. That's why I've joined forces with the USCCA to give my listeners their complete concealed carry and family defense guide 100% free. It's 164 pages of life-saving information you can't find anywhere else. Your free guide will help you understand confusing gun laws, responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, train for real-life scenarios, survive the murky waters of the legal system, and so much more. Get everything you need to know from the experts in one convenient place. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to begin your simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. And if you hurry, you'll also get the complete audio version and bonus home defense checklist, 100% free. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now for free instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
We'll be right back. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Back to me indeed. Look, you're going to do whatever it takes to protect your family. I know you would. Please, please, I'm begging you, don't make mistakes that could that literally could land you with a mountain of legal fees, a lifetime behind bars, or even worse. Please, owning a gun for protection should not be intimidating, overwhelming, or confusing. It's your right. I joined forces with USCCA for a lot of different reasons. Member number 32, going back many, many years. But now I'm able, because I joined forces with them, to not only bring you this show, but to give you free stuff, and I love free stuff. 164 pages of life-saving information that you can't find anywhere else. The free guide helps you to do everything I've been telling you to do that it does. Understanding confusing gun laws, responsibly owning and storing a gun, even if you have kids. Training for real-life scenarios. Surviving murky waters of the legal system, if God forbid you find yourself there. You can get everything you need from the experts in one convenient place. ArmedandResponsible.com. ArmedandResponsible.com. Go there right now. Begin your simple journey. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com. Get the complete audio version and the 164 pages. I recorded the audio for you, so I know how good it is. You'll also get the bonus. I'm going to give you the bonus home defense checklist. It's 100% free. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. The Roundtable. This is a classic. This is a classic. If you've ever heard this program in the past, going back nearly a decade, you know the Roundtable is an important part of it, and it's so good to be able to get the band back together, quite frankly. Still clicking along, too, I might add. David Kodrio, let me go back to you and start there. Left off mentioning the Washington Post. Now, I've got this piece up, and it's titled, At Least 26 Dead in South Texas Church Shooting, Officials Say. Let me read you just a little bit of this, because I want you to tell, I want to see if you, listener and panelist members, the cast of characters, can find the buzzword here that the Washington Post seems to have latched onto. A lone gunman stormed into a small community church here on Sunday, shot and killed more than two dozen people before fleeing. Witnesses said a white male in his 20s, dressed in all black and wearing a tactical vest, started shooting with an assault rifle as he approached the First Baptist Church. Police say the gunman killed two people before entering the church and spraying bullets, there's your hint, spraying bullets throughout the congregation. At this moment in time, 26 lives have been lost. We don't know if that number is going to go up. Then they move on to talking about possible motives. They talk about neighbors saying they heard loud bangs, even had bullets spray into their homes. According to, no, that wasn't a quote, that was the Washington Post, said they heard loud bangs and even had bullets spraying into their homes. Kevin Jordan, 30, was changing the oil in his Ford Focus ahead of a family trip when he heard the pops. The Washington Post continues on saying that he was shooting outside at first, then he walked to the door and started shooting inside. Then he goes back in, begins firing, and here's where, as the gunman exited the church, he was confronted by a local citizen who, armed with his own weapon, began firing, prompting the suspect to flee in his vehicle. That's about all they said. They don't know if it was a self-inflicted wound or if he was shot by our local resident, according to one of the Texas Rangers. Now, they go on to mention spraying bullets on multiple occasions throughout this piece. David, let me go to you. The part about the citizen should be one of the main focuses of this, because the left, including people like the writers at the Washington Post and many others, including all the anti-gunners, all the gun grabbers, all the leftist politicians, will say, where's the good guy with the gun now? We never see it. It never happens. Here it is, right in front of your face, and they want to bury it. Why?
Well, because it doesn't support their narrative. But back to their buzzword, I find that when I'm using my bump stock and spraying bullets, if I put my thumb on the end of the muzzle and press hard, I can get the bullets to kind of like go out at different angles.
Right, like the water hose, right?
Exactly, spraying, you know, and what that right. does is that goes back to a 1988 lie perpetuated by Josh Sugarman of the Violence Policy Center that says that when you want to pass these bills against semi-autos, the public's confusion and the menacing looks serves our interests, because, and we see it time and again, they try to conflate these things with full auto machine guns.
Yeah, let me go to George. George, you are one of the nation's preeminent experts on all things firearms. You've been covering, reviewing. I don't know that there's a gun out there that you haven't reviewed. We used to do a segment with you called Stump the Ogre, and I tried and couldn't. I'd throw the most obscure firearm I could find out there, and you would respond back immediately. Yeah, you know, that's interesting. I haven't heard about that in years. Let me tell you a little bit about that. So just to give you a little bit of hype there, okay? I could never stump the owner. Let me ask you this. Can a semi-automatic rifle spray bullets?
No, they don't, because you have to pull the trigger every single time the gun fires. To make the gun fire once, you pull the trigger once. No more, no less. It's a semi-automatic, meaning it's an auto-loading gun, but not an automatic gun.
All right. Does any manufacturer of any rifle that you're aware of, semi-automatic rifle that you're aware of, advertise their gun as being able to spray bullets?
No, because then they wouldn't sell any, because we want our guns to be accurate. We want them to be reliable. We want them to be very accurate, because they are semi-automatic. We're firing one bullet at a time, and competent shooters and responsible hunters, we want that bullet to go where we want it to go. Spraying it is... that goes back to, like, I don't know, gangster movies, you know. I have no idea. I don't know where they're getting this stuff.
Neil McCabe.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever fired? You were in the military.
I am in the military.
Have you ever? You are in the military.
I was in the range.
Do you spray bullets? No. Was anybody there spraying bullets?
First of all, like, no, you know, like George was saying, I mean, the gun's going to ride up on you, and you're not going to hit what you're supposed to hit. And if presumably there's someone else there who has a vote in that situation, and they're going to have a chance to hit you. You can put your M4 or your M16 on a 3-shot burst. We're trained to double tap, but a double tap is certainly not a spray. It's utterly ridiculous to think that would be something that's taught or advertised.
Neighbors, according to the Washington Post, this is the third time I've seen it in here, neighbors said they became aware of the shooting when they heard loud bangs and even had bullets spray into their homes. So the point that I'm trying to make here is, David Codry, I'll go to you. I love going around the table with you guys. Love it. I just love this round table. The point that I'm trying to make is that words mean things. And you know, David, as well as anybody on this panel, that the mainstream media does things intentionally. And when they use these buzzwords like this repeatedly, they're trying to convey what?
Well, they're basically trying to convey that these are terrible, scary weapons that are machine guns that need to be banned. I mean, that's the narrative. And I would venture to say that if you did a search through Google News, not just Google, but Google News, which more closely defines things, and did it with this story with the word spray, I'll bet you would find a lot of stories, because what they do is they get a talking point and everybody parrots the narrative.
Yeah, they pick it up and they just run with it. It used to be what came out of the old gray lady, the old hag up in New York City, the New York Times, but largely they've been discredited. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue the conversation, because I want to ask these guys of some more information about the media and what they see is going to happen here versus what we saw in Vegas.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
saf.org. Hold on 1 second. There's a sign on this door that says, at the Crossbreed Holster Studios here, it says, no food or drink. You can cut that music there, Sean. Thank you. I love Mark Wills, but no food or drink in studio. Hold on a second. I have to take a drink real quick. Wash down one of those almonds I was chowing on during the break. He was just spraying at the front of the church, was another one in this same piece from the Washington Post that only mentioned the good guy with a gun once, but spraying multiple times. Oh, boy. Okay. Media coverage. I'm going to get, and conspiracy things are fun to talk about. I'm not the conspiracy guy, but I'm going to start around the table again with where I left off. David Kodrio, let me go to you first, and I'll go back to Neil McCabe, then around over to the right side of the table with George, because that's how I got you guys visioned in my head here. David to the left, Neil in front of me, and George over to my right. David, let me start with you. We seem to know more about Texas than in the last 6 hours than we've heard out of Vegas. What the hell gives?
We seem to know, but I'm not sure at this point that we do. You know, there are still a lot of rumors going around. There was the wrong name of a shooter that was being reported. I believe George mentioned that there were rumors of an Islamic cult connection that I have not been able to track down, and so I kind of discounted that one. And in Vegas, what you have also is you have very powerful money interests. Okay, you have the hotels and you have who owns the hotels, and these people are very concerned with their liability and their exposure, and they own a lot of the local politics who can put the pressure on the law enforcement. They have a lot of connections. And again, you know, you can talk about other conspiracies in Vegas. You know, there's other reports of like a helicopter taking off from the roof. And I mean, you can just go nuts with this kind of stuff, because when you have no information and when you have things at stake, like people coming after your rights, you're desperately searching for answers. And so you're going to give credence and at least listen to things in the lack of anything else coming officially. So I think that's what we're seeing in Vegas. I've got an article coming out in Guns Magazine called What Happens in Vegas. That ought to be online this week sometime. And the bottom line is we just got to take this patiently and slowly and take a breath and let the left be the ones that make fools of themselves with their asinine, ridiculous tweets and celebrity comments and things like that. Because the bottom line is no gun law could have stopped this.
That is exactly what I said when I opened up the program in hour one, in segment one. Let them own it. Make them own it when they try to come after you and try to blame your guns. They can't. They don't have a solution. They can't give you a solution, so they're just going to come out with nothing but bumper sticker logic. Neil McCabe, conspiracy stuff. Let's go there briefly for a minute. Vegas, at this stage of the game in my book, and I've stated this publicly on this program multiple times in the daytime program, so it's not news, and this is coming from my heart. Las Vegas timeline has changed so many times that the next one they give me, I'm simply not going to believe. I'm going to shake my head. Yeah, okay. And you're going to change it again to when? When it fits a narrative. Precisely why David said money. We're never going to get a straight answer out of Vegas. It's not going to happen. They're going to protect themselves at all costs. We will never know exactly what happened. They have Warren commissioned this thing already. This is JFK, Oswald, all over again. No one's going to believe the final results are actually the real results. We've already seen too many changes. As opposed to what I think is going to happen in Texas, we're going to get to the bottom here, because what David said is absolutely true. You don't have the money interest in a small town of 400 people. Neil, am I mistaken here? What do you think?
Hey, unfortunately, this is something that I've lived. For 4 years, I ran my own neighborhood newspaper in North Cambridge, Mass., and I was basically told by a number of real estate people if I continued to run crime stories, I wasn't going to get real estate ads, because people aren't going to advertise condos and homes right next to a crime story. And so, of course, the big, powerful paper that I was competing against had virtually no crime in it. And I went on carrying the crime story just because I felt it was news. It was sort of a public service. I didn't understand why I was putting out a newspaper if I wasn't going to cover the local crime in the neighborhood I lived in. That's scalable all the way to Las Vegas. That's scalable nationally. If you watch the evening network news, every one of those broadcasts is sponsored by pharmaceutical companies. And we were talking about it before. The number of these spree shooters who have also had, you know, been severely medicated by some very powerful drugs, that's another thing we absolutely don't hear about. And so, you know, we know everything about what's good. You know, I guarantee you in 24 hours, we're going to know so much about this shooter in Texas. It's going to be unreal. But what we're not going to know about is we're not going to know about what pharmaceuticals he was on. And we're not going to know if he was, you know, and if this was in Las Vegas, of course, we'd never hear about it, because, you know, there's billions of dollars of real estate in Las Vegas, right? And nobody's going to screw with that.
Well, it's interesting to me that we haven't seen not one second of what must be hours of videotape of this guy coming and going from every angle in that hotel. Anybody who's been in Vegas knows exactly what I'm talking about. Every square inch of that hotel, and particularly that casino and the lobby, the elevators are covered with cameras, bathed in cameras. George, let me move over to you. A good conspiracy is always fun to talk about. Do you agree with me? Are we ever going to get the truth out of Vegas? And what do you think? Do you think we'll get the truth out of Texas?
Out of Texas, I think so, but out of Vegas, no, because there's people that are paying a lot of money to squelch things that might make one company look bad, and they don't want that to happen. They don't want the hotel to look bad. They don't want the pharmaceutical company to go bad. They don't want the security to look bad, because that's bad for tourism, that's bad for Las Vegas, and that's bad for that Vegas economy. No, they're going to squelch the truth as much as possible. But Texas, we've got a guy shooting up a church with a semi-automatic weapon. This goes along with agenda. There's no big money that could be harmed in this. So they're going to go for it. Fangs are going to be out, and we're going to have investigators all over it trying to find every little detail about this guy's life. And because of the 24-hour news cycle, we're going to hear about this, what it's going to feel like for the rest of 2017 and beyond.
We're going to hear what they want us to hear. We're comfortable in saying that with the media. The media will give us what they want. I believe Alan Gottlieb is right. While they can't ignore the fact, because we have other outlets, we have programs like this. There are other programs. There are other news outlets. There are other internet outlets that are going to run with the fact. And Katie Couric knows all about this, what small groups and bloggers are capable of doing nowadays. You know, she gets it. She understands that. But they cannot run away from the fact that a armed citizen involved himself and at the very least forced this guy to drop his weapon. Whether or not he killed him or not really isn't the issue. As A.W.R. Hawkins said, what we do know is that he stopped the action, whether it was his bullet or not. And I hope it was his bullet. I hope it was. And I hope we get that information. And out of Texas, I think we're going to get that info. If it were Vegas, I don't think we would. David, I'm going to go back to you and probably let you close out this segment here. Then I want to go into the guns and ammo piece about the state rankings with you guys and get off of Texas for a minute about the number one gun state all the way down to the number 51 because of the District of Columbia. You're going to really find this interesting. We've got 30 seconds, David. So I'll just leave it at this. Well, I'm being told I don't want to ask you the question now because I'm not going to have enough time. I'm going to have to cut you off. So let me just leave it at this, guys. When we come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the list from Guns and Ammo. And just for kicks, real quick, yes or no answer from each of you. George, have you seen the list, yes or no?
I've not seen the list. No, I haven't.
Okay, good. Neil, have you seen it?
I'm Googling it now, Mark.
That's okay. And David, I'm pretty sure I would bet money that you had seen it.
No, I have not.
Excellent. Very good. This is going to be a great discussion. Ooh, the top 10, and then we'll go to the bottom 10, and I'll get you guys commentary on this. Back with a classic Armed American Radio Roundtable. David, George, Neil, right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
ArmedAndResponsible.com. Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. ArmedAndResponsible.com. Make sure to head over and grab the 2017 guide from the USCCA. It is free. And believe me, I recorded, and I was handed it on a Thursday and said it needed to be done on Monday by 3 p.m. And I had to record 164 pages. I voiced this stuff for you, and it was tough, but it was worth every second. I learned so much reading this material for you in the format for the audiobook. It was just incredible. I was fascinated by it. I really, truly was. ArmedAndResponsible.com. You can go see what I'm talking about and hear what I'm talking about at ArmedAndResponsible.com and get the free home defense checklist as well. Learn how to work your way through all this stuff. That is not near as intimidating as you think it is. I promise you. And it's free. We're giving it to you. Go get it. ArmedAndResponsible.com, ArmedAndResponsible.com, and the home defense checklist is free with it. It's a bonus. It's included. It's all free. Go get it. ArmedAndResponsible.com. Best states for gun owners. This roundtable's fun. I wish we had another hour. State rankings for 2017 from very well-respected Guns and Ammo magazine. And I got to tell you, you see rankings all over the place. Top 10 this, top 10 this, top 100 this, top 10 this, gun rights supporters, number one gun rights supporter in the country. And the list doesn't even name Alan Gottlieb, doesn't even have his name on it. You know, there's the credibility of that boneheaded list right there. But, you know, this at Guns and Ammo is right because they use the proper criteria to determine it. Number one, right to carry. What kind of provisions does the state have to get a permit, et cetera? Black, is it constitutional carry? So that encompasses everything. Can you get a permit if it's constitutional carry? What do you have to go through to get the permit? How friendly is the state? Second one, black rifles. In the 80s and 90s, states began restricting the ownership of semi-automatic firearms, often based on their appearance. These quote-unquote assault weapon laws often require registration of certain firearms. You go to various states. We talk about it here all the time. Connecticut, New York, California, Maryland, and others. How does a state handle? Why black rifles? Because it's the number one rifle sold in America. We eat them up. There are millions of them out there. NFA, National Firearms Act. Can you buy and sell and transfer NFA items? Suppressors, short-barreled rifles, SBRs, SBSs, short-barreled shotguns. What are your state laws there? The Castle Doctrine. The term Castle Doctrine is often used to describe a spectrum of use of force laws. And, you know, stand your ground. Where does your state stand there when it comes to your right to defend your life? Or do you have to run away, before you defend your life? Find yourself in hot water because you had to defend your life because you didn't run away. Now, all of a sudden, you're a criminal. And then there's some miscellaneous stuff. You know how they give points out for subjective information, preemption laws, etc. Let me start with David Kodria. What do you think state number one, the best gun laws, is?
If I had to guess, I'd probably say Arizona.
You're right smack on the money. It's hard to improve, according to Guns and Ammo, on Arizona's gun laws. George, who would be right behind Arizona? Using those criteria, do you think?
I'd probably have to guess Utah.
Utah's in the top 10, but it's Alaska. Neil, pick another top 10 state.
Well, where is Vermont? Because we've talked before about how, you know, 20 years ago, Florida was in the forefront of restoring gun rights, and it, and basically every other state is sort of in that movement, has sort of surpassed Florida, and Florida seems to be going the other way sometimes. Where is Vermont, and what do they say about Vermont? Because I'm really curious, because that was supposed to be, that was like absolute, that was the ideal, right, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was, and what you just said about Florida, too. Let me tell you, right on the money. That's why I love. Let me go through the top 10, and then I'll tell you where Vermont is. Number one, David, you're absolutely correct. It's Arizona. Number two is Alaska. Number three is Kansas. Kansas, you know, the big talker, you guys are listening. You got great gun laws in Kansas. We talk with you about it all the time. Love you guys. Oklahoma is number four. Number five is Montana. Number eight, and now it says number five, then it goes to six. It skips six and goes to eight, and then North Dakota's number seven. So I think they screwed up in there. I think Montana's number five. I think Utah's number six. North Dakota is number seven. Texas is number eight. Georgia is number nine. Now, let me stop with Georgia there because I reside in Georgia. Neil, you mentioned Florida. A number of years ago, and I would go back about 10 to 12 years ago, well, more than that because I've been here longer than that. I'd go back 13 or 14 years ago. Florida by far was number two behind Arizona. Some people would have argued it was number one because it was before Arizona giving us constitutional carry, which they did back in 2010. But prior to that, Florida would have probably been ranked up way up in number one or two. Florida is now number 12 on the list. Georgia, at the time I relocated from Florida, was 20 years behind Florida. And because of GeorgiaCarry.org, is now in the top 10. I could easily make the case that Georgia should be number three or number four. But there's a couple little pieces, a couple little different criteria in there that they didn't look at. Places off limits is one of them that they should have considered, and it would have lowered the points in Arizona. Far fewer places off limits to carry a firearm in Georgia than there are in Arizona, but I'll digress. Great to see Georgia as number nine. Missouri.
Let me just jump in there. When was that law signed? That was 2 years ago?
Which one? Georgia's?
Georgia's law. The one that
3 years ago, yeah.
And
guns everywhere. Three years.
I'm curious. Bloodbath in Georgia, massacres, bedlam.
Yes, yes. I've had to put lifters. I've had to put lifters on my truck so I can drive through the rivers of blood. Missouri was number 10. Missouri was number 10. To answer your question, Vermont is number 20. David, does that shock you that Vermont is number 20?
Well, it does, because Neil brought up a really good point. You know, for the longest time, us old-timers referred to it as Vermont carry.
Right. And it was Vermont carry. It set the record. It set the stage. Vermont has no permitting. Actually, in today's day and age, it says, despite being one of the most liberal states in the nation, Vermont has remained a gun-friendly state thanks to its lack of gun laws. The state has had permitless carry for over a century thanks to a state Supreme Court case, but does not issue permits so that its residents can enjoy reciprocity with other states, which cost it. That's why it's number 20. And I'll give some credence to that. I think that matters. If you're a Vermont resident and you go to Florida, or a Vermont resident and you go anywhere else that's not constitutional carry, you're a Vermont resident, you go to Arizona, you can carry. You're a Vermont resident, you come to Georgia, you have to have a permit. You go to Florida, you have to have a permit. So that's an issue. They just simply don't issue the permits. George, who do you think would be, and I have to say number 51, we're running out of time, guys. Who would be 51, George?
Man, that would be a tough call between California, New Jersey, or maybe Illinois.
Washington, D.C. is 51. New York was 50. Massachusetts, 49. Sorry about that, Neil. 48, yep. New Jersey, 47, Hawaii. Now, I don't know why 47. Hawaii should be 50, by the way, at the very least, because Hawaii has made it very clear that they will no longer issue permits ever again. So that's an issue. 46 was California. You can still get a permit in many parts of California. Connecticut was 45, Maryland 44, Rhode Island 43, 42, Delaware. So you see all the New England states. Guys, I got to cut it. I love all of you to death. Thank you so much for bringing back this classic roundtable. I hope we can do it again. Heck, you never know, maybe even every week. David Kodria, you got 5 seconds. Where can people find you real quick?
WarOnGuns.com, and I vote Hawaii.
Hawaii, I'm with you on that one. Neil McCabe, 5 seconds. Where can people find you?
BigLeaguePolitics.com, BigLeaguePolitics.com, and Mark, you can find us at BigLeaguePolitics.com.
George, MadOgre.com, we're still running it. You good to go?
I'm still at MadOgre.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was the roundtable. I absolutely loved it. Hope you enjoyed it. Back again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And get this. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.